Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Mike, thanks for joining us. What do you think of the silly idea of putting a dome on Soldier Field?
Well, I think you answered the question. I think it is silly. And I just wonder how much of these ideas that get thrown around are part of laying the foundation to put blame on the Bears if they end up leaving. Like, hey, we tried everything. We tried to offer a dome. We tried this. We tried that. They chose to go to Arlington Heights. Blame them. Don't blame us. So, you know, anytime you get the politicians involved, there's always a chance that the truth is something other than what they want us to think it is.
Yeah, I think that to just give you a little bit of some of the political rumblings here in Chicago, I think that the mayor is up for re-election. And I think she's just realized that she's going to go down as the person that lost the Bears. And so now she's throwing everything at the wall to try and keep, or at least make it look like she's trying to keep the Bears.
Yeah, I think that that makes a ton of sense. And also, anytime you've got a team that wants to get an improved situation, wants to get public money, it needs to have leverage. And for some teams, the leverage is there's another city out there that will build a stadium and pay for most of it. For the Bears, it is we'll find our own place nearby and we'll buy it and build it and pay for it ourselves and see you later, Soldier Field. So, you know, it looks like it's something that's just going to continue to be a back and forth until somebody gets a deal done or doesn't get a deal done, and we'll see how it plays out. But the idea of putting a dome on Soldier Field, I don't know why these NFC North teams want to give up their home field advantage. The Vikings never should have done it. Wouldn't it be something if the Packers are the only team left that has weather as part of its home field advantage?
I understand the thought process, but I also think that with the way weather fluctuates these days, it's probably just good business to have the dome. But I do want to offer this, Mike, is that the public money is not as plentiful here as it is in some of the other new stadium situations across the country. And so I wonder how much of it is going to be available from either municipality who's involved in this, and how much of it the Bears might have to draw from that expected value teams are expected to gross to once gambling gets really instilled in a lot of the business areas.
I know there are owners who don't believe in using any public money. I mean, the Patriots, for example, they own Gillette Stadium. Now, they got some public money when it comes to the roads and the access to Gillette Stadium, but they own it. They run it. They don't have to worry about public bodies looking over their shoulder, telling them what to do with it. They get other events at Gillette Stadium when the weather allows, and that's the idea of having a dome. You can have events during the fall and winter and early spring months that you otherwise wouldn't be able to pull off if you have a dome on it. But yeah, look, I'm surprised that any public money is available for any of these teams. And you never see any of these measures end up on a ballot because the voters would conclusively every time vote against public money. You just need to hope that if you're one of these teams that's trying to get public money, you can convince the politicians to play along and come up with ways to finance these stadiums. But they do it because they don't want to lose their teams. I think Chicago realizes it's so big of a market, the NFL is never going to let the Bears leave, that the farthest they would go away is to one of the suburbs. And again, that's what they're trying to avoid.
I do think that in Dallas, they would have voted yes, overwhelming yes, on having Cowboys Stadium be in Dallas. That was discussed, just for the record. But they also had a huge population growth that allowed them to pay those a little bit off, allowed those to pay them off a little bit early.
Well, and I really do think that most cities and states that have teams, if you put it out to the full public, the people who show up and cast a ballot, especially now, it was a different time when AT&T Stadium was open 10, 12, 13 years ago. I think now, current climate, far less of an appetite for the general public, most of which doesn't watch football and doesn't care about football, to subsidize the billionaires out there who can just pay for their own stadiums.
What did you think when you heard the cause of Demaryius Thomas's death released? Because it was very sad to read. And the seizures and the CTE discussion that was revealed were certainly things that made me pause when you consider the health and welfare of NFL players.
Well, the release from the Concussion Legacy Foundation was a little confusing. There was a quote from Demaryius Thomas's mother that seemed to imply that the stage two CTE was a factor in his death. And then later in the release, the Concussion Legacy Foundation acknowledged that it's just speculative at this point that CTE can cause epilepsy. And in this case, it's more likely that his epilepsy was a result of a car accident he was in and a fall that he had after that. And he had a condition that develops. And I didn't even know that this is a condition after a serious car accident where you can have seizures. And so that's the fundamental problem with CTE. We know it exists, and we know that a wide range of athletes get it. There was a former soccer player who had stage two CTE that was announced last week from the headers, and they're trying to minimize and eliminate headers in youth soccer. But we don't know still what it means to have it. We don't know what it manifests itself by way of cognitive issues late in life. Some former players get it. Some former players don't. And, you know, the bottom line is this. I remember when Chris Borland retired after one NFL season, there was this doom and gloom idea that guys were just going to quit playing football. Everybody knows the risks now. And when was the last time, other than Chris Borland, that somebody early in his career said, I'm done, I'm out, I'm not going to assume the risks of playing football. Everybody knows the risks of head contact in football, in hockey, in soccer, in MMA. My God, how brutal the UFC fights can be. Boxing. And people still keep choosing to do it, and they can't say at this point that they didn't know. So I really don't know what any of it means, but I do know that people are going to continue to assume the risks and go forward participating in those sports at the professional level.
And then also, Jerry Jones picking a very, very sensitive partnership with Black Rifle Coffee Company. And some of their products, as you reported and the Associated Press reported, include AK-47 Espresso, Silencer Smooth, and Murdered Out. What are your thoughts?
Well, I think this all gets back to the reality that when the Colin Kaepernick debate was raging, the NFL consciously decided to pay attention to the portion of the fan base that was strongly negative toward Kaepernick versus the portion of the fan base that was strongly positive toward Kaepernick. There's a demographic out there that the NFL doesn't want to piss off and also isn't bashful about cozying up to. And I'd say a lot of those folks are Cowboys fans, and that's fine. That's fine. But, you know, we see it happen. With every mass shooting that happens on an almost daily basis, people retreat to their corners, people stay huddled in their tribes, and, you know, there's money to be made if you pander to one side or the other, and the NFL tends to go in one direction, and we've seen it over the past 5 years, and this is just another example of it. It's either the Cowboys being incredibly tone-deaf, which I doubt, or the Cowboys making a strategic decision that they'll deal with the slings and arrows because this ingratiates them to a segment of the fan base that they want to be ingratiated to.
Mike, as always, we appreciate the time. Thank you for joining us, sir.
All right, have a great day.
That is Mike Florio from Pro Football Talk.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.